Arbitrage Podcast. Hello and welcome to this online arbitrage podcast. Welcome back, I hope you're doing well, and today we're talking about online arbitrage sourcing in 2023. So easy ways to find deals. It's come around pretty quick this year, 2023. Q4 always seems to fly by. As soon as it gets going, it's all of a sudden the new year. The combination of busily sourcing big sales and constant replenishing can cause the time to really fly by. Not to mention Christmas means a packed calendar for many of you. A new year is a significant time for many, less so for some, but for Amazon it is by default a new start after the craziness of Q4. It means a different type of spending by customers, products and categories can shift in popularity, and you actually have time to make some plans. Let's see what you can work on now to discover easy ways to find deals. So use all of the tools that you have. Now this sounds very obvious, but it is very easy to slip into a routine. Switch on the laptop, search the same retailers, analyze with the same criteria and buy bot pro features. It's become quick and almost do it with your eyes closed type of work. This can be a dangerous state to find yourself in though. Yes, your process is tighter and the business is running smoothly, but what is it doing in terms of improving your business? There are almost undoubtedly features in BuyBot Pro you aren't using to their full potential, or even at all. All the features in BuyBot Pro are included in the subscription, no hidden extra costs, add-ons, or features that need an upgraded package, you have full access to everything. Whether you use them all will often depend on the number of marketplaces you sell in, or if you've just not delved into what the less glamorous ones can do. There have been some revelatory new features added in 2022. If you haven't been checking in with the BuyBot Pro Facebook community over the year, then you may have missed on some of the new additions and big updates to existing features. The most significant new feature was the addition of BuyBot statistics to the main BuyBot Pro panel. For a lot of sellers, the deep dive BuyBot information is a huge home run. Using the BuyBot Pro charts and the competition analysis, working out some of the BuyBot quirks on listings was definitely possible. BuyBot statistics offers it at a glance, as well as detail you wouldn't find elsewhere. Who has and had the BuyBot, how often and when, tells a terrific story of how it was won and lost. Knowing Amazon share it at all is good enough for some sellers. For the really diligent ones, this is gold. It not only gives a prospective deal more clarity, so setting expectations for it is far easier, you can create a strategy to make it work for you. The BuyBot is very important for a lot of sales made on Amazon, so this data is proving very popular. You can get more organized with the tags feature. Save your favorite deals or prospective deals with a quick click and review them with the same action. The Google export function also got a big upgrade to give users more options when logging the deals they might want to come back to, replenish, or just gush over when they find a gem. Even the little additions to BuyBot Pro are increasing the deal hit rate. BSR drops, max price sold being added to the Profit Protector Pro integration, and the EFN toggle for those UK sellers venturing back into the European market all save a lot of time, as well as keeping your account safe and dialing in the potential of a deal. If you've got yourself BuyBot Pro, then you owe it to yourself to maximize it. Plenty of sellers don't venture past their regular routine as they think it is the quickest way to find deals, and sure, that can often be true. There's little moments of time saved. The nuggets of information and revelatory data about a listing will add up to much more informed decision making in 2023. Learn new ways to leverage online arbitrage. So those features we mentioned that you don't always use, if at all, may need a little learning. And for most of them, we mean very little learning. Not only will they require little learning, there are also ways to digest it in super fast time. BuyBot Pro's training content is unrivaled with website videos, a YouTube channel with detailed walkthroughs and tips and tricks regularly added, as well as short form videos on the big social media platforms. TikTok is the new YouTube for learning, at least for BuyBot Pro. Whilst it is admittedly more popular for some wind down entertainment and catching up on the latest cat adventures and viral dances, it is easy to curate your own feed of valuable content. BuyBot Pro's team are very active on TikTok and Instagram, so just giving them a follow will provide inspiration for how to make the most of the features you have at your disposal. Growing your knowledge base is going to be your 2023 level up. However much you think you know, it isn't enough. Don't stay still, as you'll lag behind, as they say, and rightly. This isn't new information. This is definitely worth reminding yourself that you can always improve. There isn't an online arbitrage seller that knows it all. If you come across one, then be safe in the knowledge that they are one less competitor when you discover new angles to OA. We don't advocate buying expensive or inexpensive courses, but we do think there is something to be learned from any resource. Whatever skill, project, or business you are hoping to improve, consuming content is going to be important. Reduce the entertainment or escapism content you find you're watching and spend a little more time indoctrinating yourself with the stuff that might benefit you and your business. Even if it is listening to an online arbitrage podcast in the background or on the train or in the car instead of your usual music station, it will make its way into the grey matter somehow. Ensure you have at least some relevant accounts for your business followed in your social media feeds to allow the algorithms to send you something that might add value to you. Something will sink in. Curate your content platforms to provide that value without you having to try hard to find it. Don't be too proud to go back to basics either. Sometimes your habits and processes will have changed, you might have to cut some corners, even forgotten some fundamentals. Make sure you are in the Arbiversity community and sign up for the course for free. Yes, you might know everything in the course, but there are more than 50 modules spread across how to get an OA business up and running and making it profitable. We reckon every seller will learn or be reminded of something they can use. Pick a module in an area of your business that you might want to improve on and give it a try. There might well be a resource or nugget of information that will elevate your game. Keep learning. It's the best 2023 investment you will make. Get hands-on with sourcing. Almost every seller has got off their chair and done at least a little bit of retail arbitrage. It's almost impossible for some Amazon sellers to go to a store without having a look at the clearance section. There are literally potential deals everywhere. Are you spotting them? Some sellers exclusively do retail arbitrage and very successfully. It can take a lot of commitment. Sometimes traveling from town to town to clear out shelves of products can be a lot, but the payoff almost always outweighs the effort. RA doesn't need to be quite so time and effort consuming as that though. If this is what has put you off, then have a think about how you want to spend your work time this year. Make sure you have BioBot Go on your phone and get scanning. It's free, looks and feels like BioBot Pro, and provides instant deal analysis on any product on any store shelf that is listed on Amazon. Before BioBot Go, retail arbitrage was, to be honest, a bit cumbersome. There was a lot of waiting around in store aisles as the Amazon seller app tried to give some answers and you tried to do some mental arithmetic. No wonder so few stuck with it. Analyzing multiple deals a minute means you can even just scan whilst in the queue for the checkout. No need to make specific RA trips, just do it as part of your day. Not only do you have the tool to make it that your scanning time will be efficient, but RA is likely to be a lucrative method in 2023. Online shopping isn't going anywhere, so maybe investing a little more time, being hands-on doing retail arbitrage will prove to be fruitful for you in 2023. Get hands-off with sourcing too. Retail arbitrage, as we say, should at the very least be a complementary sourcing route in your business in 2023. If your circumstances dictate or it's just your preference that online arbitrage is your only method, find yourself some easy ways to find deals that sell. BioBot Pro has a couple of features that have revitalized what could be considered alternative sourcing methods. Reverse sourcing has always been a thing, though less so as sellers have found regular sourcing easier with BioBot Pro, with the speed at which they can rattle through retail websites. The ability to do deal analysis instantly has made it the default sourcing method. It used to be that reverse sourcing was the main route to finding deals, and that without really any data to review. Now there is data to use, and the BioBot Pro Quick Look feature has made it far more accessible. Only not as many sellers are using it as you would think. Make it part of your sourcing routine. It is saving a couple of big steps in the process. No wondering if a product has a listing on Amazon, and more significantly for many, whether it sells. The Quick Look offers the latter, amongst other useful data from the Amazon search screen, so you can assess several ASINs at once. An even more targeted way to use it is doubling it up with the seller storefront upgrade from 2022. Seeing what competitors are selling used to sound like it was pointless, as it meant it was a listing with competition. Nowadays, sellers accept that very, very few ASINs won't have some competition. With an effective repricer, it is far less an issue than what it used to be. What Seller Storefront is doing is giving you a list of ASINs that another seller has already done due diligence on. This means those listings are far more likely to be a deal, plus the data the Quick Look delivers reveals the actual data behind it. The manual sourcing accelerator in Seller Storefront mode also gives plenty of filtering options to find specific brands or categories within a competitor's inventory. If you're looking into a bigger seller with lots of active ASINs, added likelihood of taking advantage of their experience that might provide more profitable ones, dialing into the ones you can sell will be invaluable in terms of time saving. As for the manual sourcing accelerator itself, it's the quickest way to analyze deals in a retail website, so the normal way to source. It also offers listings to look into that are similar to the ones you are checking out, making BuyBot Pro a sourcing tool as well as a deal analyzer. Check your setup. If you aren't going to ponder your setup at the start of the year, then when will you? In fact, it should be something you review frequently. We're not suggesting you need to change them that often, but BuyBot Pro is doing a lot of the work for you and largely based on how you set it up. If all you need to do is check in occasionally that you're maximizing the deal analysis, then once every few weeks isn't exactly a hardship. Have a review of yours now and see if you can open up a few more doors. Consider the criteria that you're setting, not only for the AI analysis score, but also for your business as a whole. Can you tweak your ROI expectation or the actual profit you might receive? Will a few percent or a dollar perhaps make a difference in the number of deals you will find? Yes, you might be sacrificing a little bottom line, but there will likely be a lot more products to analyze. Seeing a few that are close to your current criteria will definitely result in more that will provide value. Just because they aren't quite a deal right now doesn't mean that they haven't been and therefore likely will be again. Have a check through all of your settings and how you have set up for your tax, costs and fees. Have they changed at all and can you change them at all? Don't just go into 2023 with the same mentality and setup as 2022. Make your changes to reflect the year that you want to have. Plan for Christmas. By the time you read this, you might be lagging behind some competitors. Plenty of OA and RA sellers will already have plans in place for next Christmas. They'll have snatched up some Christmas gifts and probably even some toys and games to hold on to for 2023's Q4. Stores will be keen to get rid of anything left over to make room for products they can sell now. Even if you miss the boat on the immediate fire sales, there will be opportunities throughout the year to invest in stock specifically for Christmas. If you can spare the capital, this should prove very lucrative later in the year. Stepping into the history of products that are deals when you find them will reveal how they fare in Q4. There will be plenty that perform much better than that now. This doesn't apply to just Christmas either. There are dozens of seasonal opportunities throughout the year. Out of season, there will be stores selling off goods that sell at Easter, Halloween, summer, Valentine's Day for some very good prices to free up valuable shelf space. Be an opportunist, but also be a planner. Hopefully that's given you a lot to think about for what you want to do with your online arbitrage business in 2023. Thank you very much for listening and catch you next time. The Online Arbitrage Podcast.